Shazam star Adam Brody, directors, producers demand less gun violence on screen at White House Roundtable, Hollywood due for a reckoning. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 27, 2023. Shazam, Fury of the Gods star Adam Brody, Yellowstone's Piper Perabo, numerous other celebrities, as well directors and producers, took part in a White House roundtable Wednesday and demanded less gun violence in Hollywood productions. Variety quoted Brody saying, "Movies and television shape our culture very much and that is reflected back to us. I'm all for any version of elevated conversation and consciousness when it comes to the depiction of guns or lack thereof." True Lies creator Matt Nix noted his commitment to a campaign pushed by the Brady Campaign, a gun control group formerly known as Handgun Control Incorporated, which seeks to lower the depiction of gun violence in film. Nix said, "I've written a lot of stories over the years that involve firearms. And I've already changed how I portray gun safety in the home since signing Brady's pledge last year." Yellowstone's Perabo said, "Guns are prominently featured in TV and film across the globe. But only America has a gun violence epidemic. It's shocking that 4.6 million children in America live in homes with unsecured firearms. Hollywood has a role to play here, just like it did with inspiring positive behavior change after modeling seatbelt use and designated drivers." Brody and Perabo also recently took part in a talk with media about gun violence in film. Guns, often lever-action rifles, are a regular part of Yellowstone. Moreover, shootouts in Yellowstone between game/tribal officers have often featured very modern semi-automatic long guns and handguns. The White House roundtable demanding Hollywood get its gun safety ducks in a row comes after myriad Hollywood celebrities have lectured Americans on guns and gun control. One of the more recent celebrities to push for more gun laws was Matthew McConaughey, who stood behind the press podium at the White House on June 7, 2022, and told the American people gun control was an acceptable sacrifice in the wake of the Uvalde school attack. He pushed more background checks, new controls on R-15s and AK-47s, and red flag laws. California adopted universal background checks in the 1990s. They began placing controls R-15s and AK-47s in 1989. And a red flag law allowing issuance of extreme risk protection orders took effect in the state in 2016. Yet California led the nation in active shooter incidents in the FBI's 2022 report on such incidents. After McConaughey finished his gun control push from the White House press room, Breitbart News pointed out he had used 18 in 11 movies over the course of 25 years. The Internet Movie Firearms Database cited McConaughey's use of the following weapons in the following films: Single Action Army Revolver, Lone Star, The Newton Boys, Free State of Jones. Browning Auto 5 Semi-Automatic Shotgun, The Newton Boys. M1911A1 Semi-Automatic Pistol, U571. Thompson M1928A1 Submachine Gun, U571. Mossberg 500 Shotgun, Rain of Fire. Ultimax 100 Light Machine Gun, Rain of Fire. Browning High Power Semi-Automatic Pistol, Sahara. AKM Assault Rifle, Sahara. AK-47 Assault Rifle, Sahara. Smith & Wesson 659 Semi-Automatic Pistol, The Lincoln Lawyer. Glock 17 Semi-Automatic Pistol, Killer Joe. Colt MK4 Series 70 Semi-Automatic Pistol, MUD. Remington Model 1100 Semi-Automatic Shotgun, MUD. Beretta 92FS Semi-Automatic Pistol, The Dallas Buyers Club. Winchester Model 1912 Pump Action Shotgun, The Dallas Buyers Club. Colt 1860 Army Revolver, Free State of Jones. 12-gauge Double-Barreled Shotgun, Free State of Jones. Heckler & Koch USP Compact Semi-Automatic Pistol, The Gentleman. Additionally, the highest-grossing movies of 2023, including John Wick 4, Avatar 2, and Ant-Man 3, are all packed with massive shooting scenes from Earth to the quantum realm. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.